Since 2006, more than a dozen deadly shootings have taken place at faith-based institutions, including churches, Jewish community centers, and a Sikh temple. The mass shooting in Sutherland Springs, Texas, has some now questioning whether places of worship, which are deemed soft targets, should explore ways to increase their security, possibly including armed staff.
That's a decision made on a case-by-case basis. It can do that, and that is some training that we provide as well.
That is Steve Filano with Grand Island-based Defensor Incorporated, which offers firearms and defensive strategy training. He says some local places of worship have inquired about the training, but weapons and church? It raises the question about whether it sends the right message or is even appropriate. Filano was asked if a place of worship can better protect themselves without firearms. He says their training includes how to recognize warning signs, putting a plan together for active shooter situations, even how to care for the wounded.
You know, the other is learning and applying the foundations of situational awareness and removing the cognitive biases, the normalcy bias that many civilians have, where they're trying to rationalize with themselves when gunshots ring out, and we saw this in the Vegas shooting. Oh, this could not be happening to me. It must be fireworks, must be something else. Meanwhile, critical seconds are ticking by when you could be actively taking steps to mitigate the effects of the shooting.
Following the 9/11 attacks, Americans were told to go about their lives or else the terrorists have won. But Filano suggests the self-defense training mindset is not a show of fear, but rather a mindset of empowerment. He likens it to the responsibility citizens took for their own safety during World War II. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.